The border crossing from Israel into Gaza opened for the first time in 6 days. Much needed medical supplies, food and fuel are heading across it, the latter for Gaza's only power plant, shut since Saturday. In Ashkelon, on the Israeli side of the border, people have headed out for the first time since Islamic Jihad and Israel declared a truce. Many are relieved and triumphant.
It's the first time we've entered a ceasefire and we feel very good. After we destroyed them, we can sleep peacefully. I don't think Islamic Jihad will do anything again in the next 3 or 4 years.
But some are already looking ahead to the next round of violence.
We do not trust them. They promise, but they always attack again.
Except that this time it was Israel that attacked first, launching what it termed as a preemptive strike into Gaza. Dozens of people were killed in the resulting escalation. Among them, 2 Islamic Jihad leaders. In Israel, there were no deaths. The Iron Dome defense system stopped most of the rockets that made it across the border. On Monday, that was seen as a win for the interim prime minister and defense minister, just as election season warms up.
I think it put both Gantz, the defense minister, and Prime Minister Lapid in a good point where they are experienced, okay? They behaved well, they kept it short, and so I think it will work in their favor. To what extent, I don't know exactly.
Israeli officials briefing national media seem more interested in focusing on Hamas, the group that controls Gaza, rather than Islamic Jihad. And that's because Hamas this time round decided not to join the fighting, preventing an escalation. And the officials seem to think that the ceasefire and that meant that there was a possible way forward, perhaps to even talk about a prisoner swap. Many in Gaza will be looking towards the nearer future, hoping that Israel will reopen the border to let in the 14,000 people with work permits, something Israel says it's prepared to do if the situation remains calm. John Holman, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.